Thank you very much, Madhu and David, for a very interesting closure to our 50th anniversary conference. So this brings us to a close to the 50th anniversary celebration of the department. During this past academic year, we have had a variety of activities which were put together to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the department, from our special departmental seminars coordinated by Jonathan Chevrier, the mini-med sessions engaging the general public organized by Jim Hanley, all the way to this 50th anniversary conference under the leadership of Jean-François, Jim, Barry Pless, and the wonderful staff that that we've had. If there's one thing that these various events, and particularly this conference, have shown, it's about the wide depth of the excellence of the research that is conducted in this department, as well as the breadth of research that is conducted. We heard this morning from pharmacoepidemiology to biostatistics, through global health, and same thing yesterday, a wide variety, but all characterized by excellence, by deep thinking, by careful design, and careful attention to scholarship and excellence in methods. Unfortunately, through these events, we've only been able to highlight a fraction of the excellence that occurs in the department, including this morning with the outstanding presentations from our students at Research Day this year. Unfortunately, I was not able to be here for this, but I hear that it was, again, a tremendous success, the research that was presented by our students, and I want to congratulate them and thank them as well for their continued push for their own personal excellence. Many of our faculty members graciously gave up slots on the program so that other people could be featured. Many of our younger faculty members, unfortunately, we could not fit everyone. We wish we could have fitted everyone. We have a bunch of talented young faculty members, as well as a bunch of talented old faculty members. And we're proud of everyone, and everyone makes important and significant contributions. So we're coming at a close of our 50th anniversary celebration, which means we're coming at the beginning of our next 50 years, which I'm sure will be marked by new challenges, by exciting research and educational opportunities, programs, exceptional science and scholarship, and continued partnerships and collaborations with colleagues, as we've seen from Hopkins and other universities, partnerships locally with local sister universities, public health organizations, hospitals, tertiary care institutions, primary care institutions, and many more. All with a view, an ultimate view of improving the health of populations, both locally, nationally, and internationally, as we've heard again. So what will the department look like in 50 years? Outside of Stan, I don't think anyone else knows. And what is probably more important is, what will the department look like in 5 or 10 years? This is a time horizon that we can influence, and during which we can shape our future and build the foundations for those next 50 years, like J.C. McDonald did in 1964, and John O'Season after that, and Walter Spitzer after that, as was again illustrated this morning with the work in pharmacoepidemiology, for which the seeds were started in 1985 or 87. So it takes several decades for the seeds that we plant to bring to fruition. So the seeds that we will be planting and that we have been planting over the past several years will take decades, and this will shape how the department develops over the next many years. And these seeds for us are certainly our educational program. They're the new professors that we recruit. They're the new programs that we put together. And they're the research and other scholarship partnerships that we develop with colleagues in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and beyond. We will have the opportunity to discuss as a department with faculty and students the future of the department, where it's going. We've heard yesterday about opportunities in the areas of schools of public health. You all know that we have been working on a business plan for the creation of a school of public health at McGill. The document is being worked on as we speak, will be circulated within the next couple of weeks, and we'll have the opportunity as a department to discuss the pros and cons, advantages, disadvantages, opportunities that this might present for us over the next several years. I've said this often, and I believe it. We have the best department in Canada by far. I was polite yesterday in front of our colleagues from Toronto not to say all of this, but and since we have colleagues from outside of Canada, I'll say our department is one of the best in North America, and by definition, that means one of the best in the world. And I intend for us to be even better 10 years from now. Getting better in the current context with budget cuts and what else means that we can only achieve our fullest potential. We have been achieving and hitting above our pay grade for many, many years. But to continue to achieve this, we can't stand still. We can't be sitting on our laurels. We have to move. We have to seize opportunities. We have to assess the environment and the context and make the best decisions that will allow us to seize those opportunities, to grow and expand our scholarship and expand both our research and educational models and programs so that we can better serve our vision and our mission, which is to, I say this when I talk to anyone who's talking about the department, I say that we're in the business, we're in the knowledge business. Our business is knowledge. So we produce knowledge through outstanding research, as we've seen. We teach future researchers how to produce knowledge through our graduate programs. We teach future users of knowledge how to use through our applied programs in public health and so on. And then we share knowledge through our various activities, including this one, including publications, including outreach to communities. So we will remain in the knowledge business. We will expand our market share of this business, and we will continue to promote focus and to promote and to remain focused on excellence in teaching, research, and service. So I invite you to be engaged in the conversation that will begin, that has already begun, and that will continue to the fullest extent possible about the future of the department. I believe the future is bright. I think we have, as I've mentioned, great opportunities in front of us that I believe we need to seize to continue to grow and to remain the best in Canada and one of the best in North America. So first, thank you to all the speakers, our friends and colleagues who came from afar, the friends and colleagues who presented today, to the students who presented today, and the other students who presented at our research day last week. Thank you to the organizers, Jean-François, Jim, Barry Pless, to the organizers of the smaller group session or the individual sessions, Madhu, Tina, Robin, and others that I think I might be forgetting. Thank you particularly to the staff who were involved and that you've seen around, Tasha Allende, Nathalie Thierry, everyone else who was here yesterday. And first and foremost, I would like to call up here to be recognized. Yes, yes, I'm going to shame you into coming up here. Kyla, I would like everyone to ask to be... So thank you very much, everyone. Have a nice afternoon, and we'll see you in 50 years or before.